IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Hello, welcome. You're listening to Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio. I am your host, Atta. With me in the studio are two guests. We want to talk about seven victories, especially during the ceasefire, as the post-outcome of the 50-day war between Zaya American Forces and Islamic Republic of Iran. Sayed Mudarrisi and Sister Zainab James are over here. Assalamu alaikum, Sayed. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
Sister Zainab, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum salam, brother.
All right, then. Listeners. Okay, so that's it. So, still some analysts cannot analyze that, for example, how a country, lost its main leader, all these commanders and the generals, big heads, man. Just name them, okay? So from the 12-day war, General, for example, Bagheri was over there, Haji Zadeh was over there, and now Sardar Mousavi is over here. Okay, big names. So we could see all these big names, all these big positions we are losing. And still, this current of the people is going on. The movement is going on. Even without the leader is going on. Just without knowing the new leader, okay, without seeing him. On the video or something, yeah. They are supporting him, okay? And his picture is everywhere. I'm talking about Ayatollah Mujtaba Khamenei, may Allah prolong his life. It's going on, and it's going on. And it's been about near 2 months, the people over there. And no sign of such rioters uprising in the streets, firing this, firing that, is not seen on the streets of Iran anymore. And the people feel safe. Just look at over the streets every night, okay? The stations are over there, very much reminding me of Arba'in Walk. When you go over there, the stations are over there, the mawkabs are over there. The people are supporting their flags, their lands. They have lost. They have this, we still did not have the funeral ceremony of our rahbar. Such a sadness is our heart, okay? But it's still going on with such power. I hope that, inshallah, it is going on till the end. I don't know what's the end, but till the end. The role of the people, Sister Zainab, now.
Yeah. I was just walking down one of the streets where the biggest rally in this city happens. And, it's nice even just walking down in the afternoon because, the stalls are there. They're just set up permanently, so it's great. And I've been there with one of my... And some family that are not really well, some friends. But, it's. I was thinking about this the other day, and I was obviously we say that. Obviously, some people say that we're already. This is already also being led very much so by Imam Mahdi.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And we know we're told that we can't. Well, some. Majority of us, of course, we don't get to see. We haven't seen Imam Mahdi.
Mm-hmm.
But it's as if Imam Mahdi is there behind the clouds.
All right.
So he's like these sort of almost like the. And if we become a bit more aware of that, we feel the sun behind the clouds.
The warmth of the sun
and
behind the clouds.
We could almost say that our new rahba is a bit like that at the moment. We can't see him. We haven't seen him.
Mm-hmm.
We know he's there. But we. And that is, in a sense, the what true faith is.
Mm-hmm.
And and they say that during this major occultation that we're in at the moment, this is all obviously the test of true faith. It was when people were alive during the time of Prophet Muhammad, or even during when we're able to see the other imams. In a sense, it's easier because we know they're right there. We can just go and speak with them literally.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, I think the Holy Prophet himself said this is the really difficult time, and this is where obviously we see the real Shia now with great faith. Because it's difficult to just keep going, have this steadfastness, this real resilience, when we can't see. Well, we can't see Imam Mahdi yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. And we can't even see a new rahba yet.
Against the whole current of the whole world. That's very tough.
And some people that the enemies of Islam has, they just invested on them, psychologically speaking, to be on their side. But now you could see on the streets defending the flag of Islamic Republic of Iran. So, before that, we couldn't see such a thing. For example, a lady with a loose hijab or something on the streets, talking about the rahbar or being worried after the land of Islamic Republic of Iran and the territory. But now we could see all class of the society,
unified.
They're fighting for lands, and it's fine, with the people to do so. They like it. So they shed tears for the martyred rapper, and the enemies don't like it. But still, you know, the enemies of Islam going on the social media said that, okay.
They are being paid to do it, to be in the
streets. Yeah, being paid. This is the funny part. This is really the funny part. Okay. So who is being paid to go and, you know, line up for, I don't know, just going in the streets? And some of them are people-based, you know? Even some of these stations that you can see on the streets.
Most of them, actually.
Yeah, they are people-based. They are not state-based. They are not funded by the governments. Not at all. As I said, like the Arba'een Walk, which is mostly people-based. The people go over there, you know, establish such stations, and they help the people and serve the people, in fact, with whatever, culturally speaking, you know, over there.
That's the point. I mean, in the first...
So the backbone of the system, the people, the nation.
Yeah, the people themselves. I mean, in the very first night, in the very second night, in the first two or three nights, mm-hmm. no station was placed. Uh-huh. And people were, thousands of people in the streets in yes. our city, in the main square, in the main street, thousands of people in the streets with no stations, not even a water to be given to people to mm-hmm. drink. Nothing. But the people kept coming and coming. And in those nights, I was questioning myself how long these people are going to be out in the streets. But now I question myself, questioning back then, yes. why did you question these people? What have you thought about these mm-hmm. people? They are actually the embodiment of patience, the embodiments of belief and truth, and now steadfastness. Mm-hmm. And it's really tough. It's really tough against the whole current in the whole world. It's really tough.
So, as I said, they cannot analyze this. I mean, they don't understand this culture. Because I say that, for example, it is like the Venezuela coming, taking out the leader, and the people just being silent and doesn't do anything, okay? The people of Iran has always said, you know, during the history of the world. So the Persian culture commingled with a type of Shia culture, Husseini culture, now shows itself. This embodiment, I think, of these two cultures, because even before Islam, the Persian have shown such steadfastness. So this is in their blood. I mean, you cannot defeat such a people by just coming and going and bombing. And for 47 years, under the harshest sanctions. And now, I think the war is going on. So the more you bomb them, the stronger they become, I think. This That's is the psychology of the people of Iran, Islamic Republic.
Speaking of Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, yes. I think we will have a very specific Muharram and Safar this year.
Yeah, very good.
In less than 2 months.
Yes.
In less than 2 months, we will have a very, very specific, very much different to the all previous months we've had.
This is the miscalculation that the enemies of Islam has always
ignoring.
You know, in the previous day, they started on the Qadir Day. Could you remember the war?
The 12-day war.
That was a miscalculation. This time, Ramadan, come on, another miscalculation, okay? So you cannot take out these occasions out of the Shia calendar, out of the calendar. People of Iran are waiting for that. Maybe they are. We as Iranians, by the way, okay, let's be frank. We have problems. We are under sanctions. Economically speaking, we have such problems, okay? Nobody doesn't say that inflation doesn't affect the lives of the people. It is affecting the lives of the workers. This is not because of the system. This is because of the cruel, unjust sanctions that the U.S.
is placing.
It's placing all. Okay, by the way, we signed JCPOA. What happened?
As one of the officials said, almost nothing.
Almost nothing, okay? So, the power of Iran, the backbone of the people of Iran. So, do we find such people on a part of the world? You, as a non-Iranian, have you seen such behaviors in other parts of the world? I mean, we still see some people, freedom seekers, justice seekers, defending, for example, the rights of the people of Palestine and Gaza here and there, okay? But what about defending their own system in this way, Sister Zainab?
In my opinion, it doesn't exist because mm-hmm. sooner or later, fear will come in. Mm-hmm. So imagine, for example, on God's Day, obviously here in this city, the attendance was, it was double what it had been the previous year. And this is still the danger of bombardment. Then obviously in Tehran on God's Day, for example, we saw active bombardment.
Yes.
But people were in the streets shouting Allahu Akbar every time there was a bomb nearby. And this fearlessness, in my opinion, does not exist. What I would say is that this only exists for the Shia,
mm-hmm.
who have been nurtured in the Husseini culture. So the people who are following true Mohammedan Islam,
mm-hmm.
who are really sticking very close to Quran and the Ahl Bayt, as we're supposed to. That's where it grows. Outside of it does not grow. And obviously fearlessness is something that we have because we trust in Allah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of proof. So when we see the people in the streets in Tehran out there with the bombs close by and they're still there showing no fear at all, we know, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they trust lots in Allah. Of live coverage of the demonstrations and the rallies in Tehran, active bombardment, I said. But the people were over there chanting Allahu Akbar.
At the very same time.
Yeah, at the very same time, you know. And I could remember this lady, I think her name was Fatima. She was giving live coverage of the rallies over there at Basman Baban and it just went viral. So let's get to the media part now.
Mm-hmm.
So the case is that so many non-Iranians are now defending the cause of Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran, in a way that it is against the discourse of hegemony. I mean, the U.S. and the Israel. So, as Roger Waters, do you know him? The singer of Pink Floyd has called it the last standing samurai. The last standing samurai, Iran, okay? After mentioning, you know, seven countries said that the last standing land who is against this hegemony of the world is Islamic Republic of Iran, and we must go and defend them through our weapons. I mean, the weapons is media now, it is song, and I don't know, I've seen these Lego animations or not. Really beautiful animes, you know, are over there.
To the point, very to the point.
Very to the point, and AI. You know how much AI, who said that, okay, is going to affect, influence the people. Conversely speaking, I mean, now it's going to so be a double-edged weapon, you know, cutting them. So I saw so many of them. Lego animations are really beautiful. Some of them even not made by the Iranians. The AI is working outside Islamic Republic of Iran. Again, the same accusations that they are paid. They are not, because you didn't do anything for the people of Gaza and Palestine. You didn't do anything on the Rafah tents when they were on fire. No negotiations. The negotiations didn't work. And this war is going to solve so many problems of the world. Why not? And Iran is giving sacrifice for everything for the world. So let's talk a little bit about the media coverage. Was it good?
Well, I did not have access to most of the media outside Iran. But I think, continuing on what our friend Zainab has said here, I mean, the point is that the people outside Iran are looking for that very exact thing, that what is it that keeps these people outside? Mm-hmm. What is it that makes these people tolerate all these hardships, all these problems and difficulties and sanctions and challenges for all these half a century, for 47 years? And then they are able to defend themselves. Not just that, they're able to attack 10 countries, mm-hmm. 10 neighboring countries who have lent their facilities to the U.S.
Yeah, the bases,
they are able to at the very same time attack the U.S. And its allies, and at the very same time hit an F-35. All of these things, the people in the whole world are just shocked to see what is it that makes these people as such.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the ideology? I think after this war, there will be, I mean, we will see the embodiment of this verse of Quran, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. You will see the people, group by group, will enter, will close the true religion of God. This is what they're looking for, I think.
Right.
This is what they needed most. This emptiness, this void that they felt, that now they're seeing that this is being filled
mm-hmm.
somewhere in their lives.
Okay. Even Persian language is very much welcome, you know, so many of these. On the social media, I found that so many of these activists, you know, on the social media are posting now in Farsi language.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing that on X and here and that. They went by the help of, I mean, these AI translators, you know, they just translate the words into Persian Farsi language. I like it. One of the most welcome one was this Australian father. You from Australia. Shall I play it? Listen to that? Okay, one part of the series speaks in Farsi. Did you see that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, just go.
Once there is peace in Iran, I'll be going to Iran. I miss Iran. I miss the people of Iran. I miss the hospitality of Iran. I miss the air of Iran. I miss the culture of Iran. I miss the food and the beauty of Iran. I miss Maidone Inqilab. I miss every place in Tehran, in Urmia, in Esfahan, Nusfe Jahan. I miss Shiraz. I miss everywhere in Iran. I'm going to go, and I will bring you the best talabi from Maidone Inqilab. Baba, khahish mikunam. Qurban shuma. Halatun shuma. Chetori, Baba.
That's it. Really, the Australian father. I like it, you know. And so many people are now, I think, learning maybe Farsi language through AI or something, just send the messages to the people of Iran. They've got so many friends in Iran. So, all right then. Thank you, Sayyid Mudarrisi and Sister Zainab. We hope that, inshallah, the resistance movement will be victorious. And now the resistance movement is not, I think, limited even to Islamic Republic of Iran, Yemen, Iraq, Syria, I don't know, Lebanon. No, it's not. Now, we could see that so many non-Muslims in the Western part of the world are parts and the members of this resistance movement. And inshallah, this war is going to establish a kind of awakening and enlightenment in the people of the world to see who is the enemy of humanity. I'm not talking, regardless of the language, race, ethnicity, and geographically speaking, I mean, any part of the world. Thank you, Master Mudarrisi, Sister Zainab, for presence in the program. Viewpoints, it was very kind of you. I really enjoyed talking to you. Fruitful discussion, Sayyid.
Thank you.
And Sister Zainab.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you,
thank you.
Dear listeners, thank you very much. So, the people of Iran, I know that they do not forget to be present on the rallies and demonstrations supporting, but you people around the world, you can support Iranian people through whatever facilities you have, whatever tools you have. It could be through art, it could be a rap song, it could be graffiti, I don't know. Do whatever you can. I know you're already doing it on X, posting, okay? A post, maybe, just got so many, one line of words, okay? So many viewers all across the world. You are making a big change. We are making a big change. We are helping you, inshallah, through our sacrifice. To another episode of Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio. God bless you. Afiya aman Allah. Long live Islamic Republic of Iran. Long live Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba al-Khamenei.
شفعة أنا لها.